Bos taurus is the scientific name for a species that evolved in India some 2 million years ago. They eventually spread all the way to the British Isles, Africa, the Middle East, and Central Asia. These progenitors of all domestic cattle in the world are called aurochs, and there is not one alive today. The cave paintings of Lissau in France are one of the earliest depictions of these powerful animals. They stood 6 feet high and weighed about half that of a rhino. They were fierce, and they were respected. In ancient Persia, the cow was at the center of the religion. Their chief god was Mithras, who is depicted standing by a bull. Mithras slew the animal and used its blood to fertilize the earth. The Hindus still venerate cows and respect them as providers of milk and labor in the fields. The Maasai believe that God gave them all the cows in the world. They don't steal them. They are simply returning them to the rightful owners. The first domestication was about 10,000 years ago in the Tigris and Euphrates Valley. The tame cows were much smaller and more malleable than the wild ones. As human populations expanded due to agriculture, these cows spread to other human groups. The remaining populations of wild aurochs were slowly outcompeted by the domestic cattle, their habitats were destroyed, and many aurochs were simply hunted out by humans. The few remaining wild ones into modern times were protected on royal lands in Eastern Europe. The last one, a female, was killed by a poacher in Poland in 1627. Regardless of how you feel now about the overgrazing of public lands, cows efficiently convert plants to protein. Humans can and do eat a lot of grass, rice, wheat, and corn, but in many localities, these crops cannot be grown. Cows have enabled humans to not only live in marginal places, but to improve their nutritional health as well. Cows are valuable. The word cattle itself is derived from Latin, capital, which means funds. So whether you are a Swiss dairy farmer, a Texas rancher, or a Maasai herdsman, your cows are your wealth and your retirement. This is Michael Ellis with The Perspective.
The opinions expressed in The Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.